You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Wingstop on Beechnut and Hillcroft for Rock the Mic 2016. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with the zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first hour, a lot of good stuff. Talk a little Olympics, a little football. Got some Big 12 for you here.
Look, we talked some soccer.
We did talk soccer.
Just for the people who say we never talk soccer, we talked some soccer.
Yeah, because the U.S. women choke like dogs and then whined about it. Yeah, the... These guys just won't give up that are trying to defend them. So you're acknowledging they're exploiting the designed intention of the game, but not acknowledging that act of exploitation is potentially being described as cowardly or weak. No, I'm not acknowledging. First off, I'm not acknowledging that they're exploiting the designed intention of the game. I mean, that's a chicken bleep way of looking at it. You lost. If you know what you want, you win the game, and you want to call them cowardly for playing that way, be my guest. But. You guys lost.
Would you rather be a coward who's headed to the semifinals with a chance to medal or have played, you know, I guess the way the game was supposed to be played and on a flight home? What would you prefer?
Yeah, get the bleep out of here with that.
Yeah.
I know you're frustrated, but that's ridiculous.
Had they cheated, that would be cowardly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If they're going around using their hands.
Yeah, or
getting away with it.
You're like intentionally sliding into chicks and trying to hurt them. That's cowardly.
Yeah.
But
I'll grant you that.
What they did, that doesn't seem cowardly to me.
Yeah.
Boring? Yeah.
Sure. But I didn't watch it anyway, so I don't care if it was boring.
Listen, I would have been bored by the most exciting soccer match ever. So
it were 8-6, maybe I'd enjoy it, but
not me.
All right, are you ready for the 17-school expansion list? Now,
yes.
I'm going to start with two things. First off, if I were a betting man, I'd still bet that they don't expand.
Okay.
And if they do, it'll be Cincinnati and Houston.
Okay.
That's my prediction. That is what I'm doing here on August 12, 2016. But here is your complete list, and you tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, what their chances would be.
Okay.
Arkansas State.
1.
Boise State.
7.
BYU.
7.
Cincinnati.
8.
Colorado State.
5.
UConn. Why UConn keeps getting on these lists, I have no idea.
I don't either, but I'd probably put a 6.
East Carolina.
2.
Houston.
8.
Memphis.
8.
Northern Illinois.
1.
New Mexico.
1.
San Diego State.
6.
SMU.
1.
Temple.
1.
Tulane.
1.
Central Florida.
5.
South Florida.
6.
That's your list.
All right.
Actually, I would put UCF ahead of South Florida. Bigger school. Better stadium. USF plays in Tampa Bay Stadium, but
yeah, Central Florida does play in the.
No, they have their own stadium now. They got a brand.
Okay.
Remember, because Texas opened it. Texas
they don't play
there,
in the old
it.
Crappy. What's the bowl there called? That
no. They
I forget what it's called.
You remember a couple years ago when Texas played
You're
there?
Right.
It was to open the new stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
And South Florida plays in Raymond James, I believe. So anyway,
that actually might be a selling point for South Florida.
Maybe.
But I'm with you. I still tend to lean to they're not going to expand.
And
I don't think – because, like I've said all along, Texas doesn't want other teams in this conference.
Well, if they can make more money, then – and I think And Frobius brought this up, that it's only expanding to get the extra TV money before the conference dies when the TV deals are over. I think there's a lot to that, and it would make sense to do it.
Yeah, I don't believe in the Big 12's long-term viability.
I think 2024 is pretty much it. So if you can make more money before then, and then when Texas bolts and OU bolts, and as far as UH is concerned, if they can get in there and be a successful program during that time, then they'll be attractive to somebody else. And if they're not, then they won't. They'll be back to where they are. They can go back to the AAC. So I would be more worried if I'm a school long-term, like, well, who knows what's going to happen at Baylor, but Baylor, Tech,
Kansas TCU. State.
The real bottom feeders, Kansas State, even though they've got a good football
Iowa
program.
Iowa State.
Iowa State brings almost nothing to you.
No.
I mean, almost nothing to the conference whatsoever. But – so that's the thing. You got to kick some schools out.
That's what they should do.
Yeah.
The best thing that could have happened would have been if Texas and Oklahoma had left at the same time Nebraska and A&M did.
Yeah.
Then they could have just said, all right, let's just get rid of this whole thing. Yeah. This is a stupid conference.
Yeah. But, oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is the number. 713-780-3776. I do have some – I know that – we don't care about preseason football that much, but there were some guys who looked pretty good last night.
Yeah.
So I've got a list for you. That Michael Thomas of the Saints, apparently, who has been terrific in practice, 4 catches for 68 yards. So,
all right.
You know, in his time out there, which is – those are good numbers for an exhibition game. Allen Robinson, who played more than you would expect, 3 catches for 80 yards for the Jaguars. Darren Lee of the Jets, who was their first-round pick, had a sack, caught a couple tackles for losses, looked pretty good playing with the second team. Cody Latimer of the Broncos, who really has done nothing since he was drafted, seven catches, 82 yards. And Trevor Siemian actually looked better than Mark Sanchez, which
– with the exception of the one throw that Mark Sanchez made, well, the touchdown throw.
Touchdown throw, but he also had a bad pick. The first series, he looked great.
Yeah.
The second series, not so much. Sua Cravens apparently looked really good for the Redskins, and that's a guy that I would keep an eye on. And Trey Flowers of the Patriots, who got in on some – of course, the Patriots obviously have to replace Chandler Jones, and he's a guy who might be able to do it. But from a fantasy perspective, all you really care about are Michael Thomas and Allen Robinson and maybe Cody Latimer.
Yeah.
Just – yeah, but those are guys who looked pretty good last night, and again, doesn't mean anything, but especially for young players. So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I have to admit, I'm surprised at how much I'm paying attention to the Olympics now, not just because of the soccer upset, but I wasn't interested at all. But I think the Michael Phelps thing, I kind of got into the swimming. I've been watching a lot of the swimming. And I'm enjoying it. I'm not going to lie. I didn't think I would. So I'm going to admit I was wrong.
I don't know if I enjoy it, but it's watchable for me. But I don't really care about any race except for when Michael Phelps is swimming. He's like my Tiger Woods now. Like, I don't care about golf unless Tiger Woods is playing.
Right.
I only care about swimming when Michael Phelps is swimming.
Speaking of Tiger Woods, you saw that Nike Golf is going away.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And apparently they asked his agent about it. It's like, how will it affect Tiger? And it won't affect him at all. He'll start, you know, of course it's not going to affect him. He can't play anymore.
Right.
Doesn't matter what clubs he's using.
Nike Golf's going away,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, they're still going to have apparel, but.
No more clubs?
Well.
That's what I play with, Nikes.
Really?
Yeah. I have that big driver, that big square driver that looks like a toaster on a stick.
Yeah, yeah.
I know for a fact I'll never go up and, like, totally miss the ball. I'll mishit it all the time.
Yeah.
But I won't miss it. Part of that club is going to hit the ball.
I wonder why, I know why they started it, because Tiger was such a big deal and everybody started playing golf because of him. But it goes to show how important it is when you tie yourself to somebody like that. The fact that he's not any good anymore. I'm sure their sales are down. I'm sure everything's down.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I mean, you think about this. Like, in the last 10 years, Nike's lost Tiger Woods and LeBron, or not LeBron, Lance Armstrong, who were probably two of their top five selling athletes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's who they were. They were all over those dudes. Lost both of them.
Well, they were good investments at the time. They got a lot of attention out of it, but once they're gone, and that, you know, athletes are short-lived, although you would thought with those guys, those are sports where you can be good for a long time. Well, and Lance was just enhanced.
He was good for longer than he should have been.
Tiger, I still think Tiger was doing the same thing. I think that had as much to do with his demise as getting bashed over the head by his ex.
Maybe, but never got busted.
No.
Which is, there's a difference.
No, but they didn't start testing it. Well, once they started testing, pretty sure if you go back and look at when his career started going downhill,
yeah,
right when they started testing. So, anyway, not that I'm saying he did that, but...
Of course you're not.
Nothing surprises me with any of these guys, especially so when Michael Phelps, if we find out 5 years from now he was doing something, it's not going to surprise me at all. All right. We're going to take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN. Nice and fun. Some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but definitely set this party alright.
Now Kanye, I know I told you to slow it down, but it's good, it's all good, it's beautiful, but now I need you to do it faster, baby. Can you please do it faster, baby? Do it faster.
Damn, baby, I can't do it that fast.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy Friday, everybody. Somebody tweeted out a mostly cloudy 99 feels like 111.
Oh.
I can believe it. I can believe it. But hopefully you guys are inside and trying to get home on a Friday afternoon. Hope everybody has a great weekend. We're out here at Wingstop on Beechnut, right near Hillcroft, not too far from the Meyerland area. And this is your next to last chance, your penultimate chance, as it were, to qualify for Rock the Mic. All you have to do is come out, tell the promo team, hey, I want to do Rock the Mic. They'll record you. We'll take a look at you later in the week. Two of you will advance, and there's actually former Rock the Mic champions running around all over the place out here now, so you can pick their brains if you wish.
Yeah.
They're good at giving advice.
Tell you what it takes to make it.
Yeah, exactly. And going to be different this year because – instead of having several rounds, we're going to get to a final eight this way. So two people from here and then two people next week. If you come out today and you don't quite make it, I think it's good if you haven't done it before to just come do it once to see what it's about and maybe you get in. And if you don't, come back next week. Try it again. But if you're going to wait till the last minute and try to do next week, I wouldn't do that because a lot of big dogs are going to wait till the end. It's like the guys in the World Series of Poker that play day four because they don't want to have to wait around for – day two.
Yeah.
They play the fourth round of the first round. That's what it's like. If you're going to wait till then, everybody else is going to do that. It's going to be a lot harder. And you can have one bad effort, and that'll keep you out. Kind of like the women's soccer team. Bryce asks, hey, did you hear about the Russian swimmer girl clap back at Lily King? Hashtag shots fired. Yeah, she, you know what? I'm going to make people mad here. I'm team Russian chick on this. She kind of invoked Michael Phelps when asked about the comments. FMOVA responded, and what would she say about Michael Phelps? I think what she meant was his DUI and bong and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But here's what she said, and I tend to agree with her. I am, of course, not for doping, and I have never done it on purpose. But I know very many cases in which people do it out of not knowing or out of stupidity or out of naivety. There must be another chance. There must always be another chance. When you drive a car and break a rule, you just get a ticket. You don't lose your license for life and get put in jail. Kind of agree with her.
Yeah.
That's, you get caught, you get punished. Get caught again, it's worse. It's like, yeah, if you drive 100 miles an hour, you're going to get a ticket.
Yeah.
If you do it a bunch of times, you're going to get in trouble. So, I'm kind of team Yulia.
Yulia? I'm out on that now that I know her name's Yulia.
Well, I'd have to call her something else, but...
Yuli?
She's pleasant to look at. You wouldn't want to call her... Well, there's nothing you can really do off her last name. Effie's not a...
No.
It sounds like something from the 30s.
Yeah, that's not good.
Definitely don't want to do that. So I was looking at your Astros being 2.5 out of the wild card. This is another big series for them because the Jays are playing good baseball.
Right.
And
they were able to I still say they sort of luck boxed into anything more than a split.
They did.
But they took 3 out of 4, so they win a series, which they needed desperately.
They pretty
to
much
win.
Have to win series from here on out.
Yeah.
Splits at the worst. And this is going to be a tough one. But, you know, Toronto is one of those teams that is right there at the top of the East. So you are kind of competing with them. Because if you beat them and knock them back, then you're knocking them back into the wild card.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, this team really has – I mean, obviously, they kind of did what you've been saying they've done all year. They went in and beat the crap out of a bad team. Well, now here's one of your peers.
Yep.
What do you think's
going to happen? Now's your chance.
Yeah, and what do you think's going to happen?
You know what I think's going to happen. But who knows? I mean, it's not it's not decided yet. But I do think the Blue Jays are a better baseball team than them. They activated Teoscar Hernandez today, putting Preston Tucker on the DL, and he's going to start in center field tonight. So we'll see what they got in that guy. I thought maybe they were going to keep up the Springer in center field thing.
Yeah.
And make room for Bregman at one of the, I'm guessing, left field for when Gurriel comes up. It seems like the best move. But that's not the case. Instead, Marwin will start in left field tonight and Springer in right field.
A lot of people asking me about the Winnipeg-Edmonton game tonight. I have no opinion on that. I do like the over in Calgary-Saskatchewan. I think the number's like 54.
Okay.
Big number. Did catch the under last night. After saying I probably wouldn't play it, I wound up throwing a few bucks on it just to have a rooting interest. So,
how crazy is this? After winning the last three against the Twins, the Astros have the second longest winning streak in the American League. Just like that.
Interesting.
Just like that. Of course, the one team ahead of them, the Seattle Mariners, who they are now chasing.
Right.
And
Seattle's quietly played very, very well.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
And that's a team that, you know, they were just kind of lying in the weeds, and now they're right there with them.
Well, as it stands today, the Astros are the eighth best team in the American League. And five teams are going to make the playoffs. So they got a lot of work to do. But I guess technically I can't count them out, even though I counted them out after that Rangers series. I said they're done. Nothing else matters. But,
right. Well, and they still got to play the Rangers again.
But this is what
we know
do.
How that ends.
They come up and they win a couple games that they're, you know, against the scrubby teams. And,
right.
And then everybody gets excited again, and they say, well, maybe you are. They've been playing good ball lately. The problem is now you're not going to see any more scrubby teams for a while. You're at Toronto, home to the Cardinals for 2-4 at Baltimore, 3 at Pittsburgh.
The Cardinals, even though it's only 2 games, they're not playing the greatest baseball right now, so that one doesn't worry me as much as Baltimore does. Baltimore's playing good ball.
No, but the Cardinals have the same record the Astros do.
Yeah, but they're not playing well right now, though. I don't worry too much about those NL teams in that kind of same area. So I'm not putting them on the same level as the Blue Jays, Orioles. Same thing with the Pirates, but you got to go there.
Yeah.
And you get the Rays for 3, the Rays aren't very good, but they always play the Astros well. And then back to playing Oakland again. So
yeah. You know what they really need?
They need to be a game out.
They need a series with the Angels ASAP.
Yeah, yeah, that would do it.
That'll cure what ails
you. Just like they don't ever need another series with the Rangers.
Right.
But if they
still have 2 left with them. They do have 2 left with the Angels, too, though.
Here's where I'll give them a chance. If they get to that Rays series and they're only 2 games back for the wild card now. I want to make this clear. I don't think they have any prayer at the division. But for the wild card, if they can be 2 games back, then that means that they were a little bit above 500 after playing all these teams.
Yeah. You want to hear what their first half of September sounds like, though, after that A's series?
Sure.
At the Rangers for 3.
Okay, 0-3.
At the Indians for 4.
1-3.
Home to the Cubs for 3.
0-3.
Home to the Rangers for 3.
0-3.
At Seattle for 3.
1-2.
So even if they are,
okay, let me revise that. If they're two games, if they're two games ahead in the wild card,
right, then they'll have a chance.
Then I'll give them a shot. No, they won't be that awful against those teams. But those are teams that they're certainly the Rangers.
Those are teams that are better than them.
Yeah, and let's go back to our buddy Aubrey, who
Aubrey, you lied to us. You told me 6:30.
Can't tell time.
Say that again. I told a fib. What was it? What did I say?
You told me 6:30. We were going to talk again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had the times wrong. Look at that. See there, I misled you guys, man. I can't believe I did that on air live too.
Yeah. Are you married, Aubrey?
I've been married. Yes, I absolutely am married.
Your wife puts up with you telling her an hour off schedule. Say she's if you just say, oh,
you know,
see
you. I don't think she would put up with that too much. So.
Oh, come on.
I don't want me to treat you like my wife now.
Well, not in every aspect, but in...
That's right. Maybe I could give you half my stuff and you'd like that.
That works.
Ex-wife, there you go. So, hanging out at NRG, the extravaganza is going amazing. I did see, you know, all the years I've been doing outdoor sports and sports and outdoors and, you know, all the neat outdoor stuff I've covered through the years, I've never had anyone, a peacock bass specialist. You know, that specializes in Amazon fishing. So I actually bumped into some people that fish the Amazon and fly, you know, they're local here in Houston and fly into the Amazon. And the additions to, like, your four-wheelers and your little, little razors and things like that. There is so many neat things here, guys. If you, you know, have any type of four-wheeler that you want to add something to or, you know, soup it up or make it more outdoorsy friendly, you know, for hunting or something like that. A million things like that. And the ice chest, you know, one of my favorite things is, I don't know why, real men love ice chests that keep ice a long time. You pretty much know if you, I don't know what that is about, guys. It's like women in shoes, don't you think? But an ice chest that keeps ice for like a month, it's just cool.
I like that.
Yeah, and it's like those cups that keep ice overnight. You know, I just love those things. I probably got 6 of them. You know, so there's a million different new products coming on the market. Some of them are local Texas products, guys. So I think that's pretty cool too. Y'all got any questions about the extravaganza or anything?
All right, well, are they going to be out there all weekend?
Yes, they are. It's going to go on until Sunday. And so it will be the whole weekend.
All right.
And it's lots of any kind of hunting. Like if you wanted to book, you know, shop around and book a hunting trip, you know, you can come up and shake hands with the vendors, you know, that are actually the guys. So that's kind of cool, you know, because sometimes you book on the internet for a hunt and, you know, you're disappointed, or sometimes you're just fat, you know, but at least you could shake hands with your guides here if you booked a hunting trip here.
Well, there you go. That's Aubrey Theodi. He's out at the Hunters Extravaganza. They'll be out there all weekend at NRG Arena. Appreciate you, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
Okay, guys.
All right, and I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. It's summertime. You know, it's time to be out in the backyard doing backyard type stuff, hanging by the pool, be out on the patio. But if you got an old ugly patio or an old grayed out pool deck, it's just not as enjoyable. That's where the guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions come in. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. It gives you the look and feel of real stone on your existing surface for a lot less money. It's trial to hand carved, custom colored for your home. It's going to look amazing. It's very durable, twice as strong as concrete, slip resistant. And Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. And if you don't have anything going on in your backyard right now, you got a blank slate, these are the guys that can help you out. Maybe you just want a basic functional concrete patio. They can do that. Or maybe you want a full outdoor kitchen, a covered patio, and a fire feature in your backyard. They can do that too. They can help you hang on to some money too, most importantly. They've got several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Swing by, see what they can do for you. Go by the showroom, which is at I-10 in the Beltway. You're going to be blown away at what these guys can do out there. Or if you don't have time to get out, check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery online, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400. That's 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This segment with R.J. Bell is brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
A GE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and you know what that music means. It's time for R.J. Bell to talk all things Vegas. And with preseason football underway, you can actually bet
it's on.
And R.J. has all kinds of great numbers on it. But what's going on, Mr. Bell? Pleasure as always, sir.
You know, it just dawned on me. Yeah, in the media today, a lot of people talk about branding, right? What's your brand? How do you brand yourself? The fact I can attach my brand to the greatest rock song of all time, I got to tell you, I feel pretty good about that.
The greatest rock song of all time? You think so?
Stairway to Heaven. What's even in the conversation?
I don't know, man. There's some great Stone songs.
I think Bohemian Rhapsody's in the conversation.
I mean,
I kind of agree that it's probably Stairway to Heaven, but I don't think it's hands down. But either way, it's good for your branding.
You know, I grew up, about an hour from Pittsburgh, as we talk about sometimes, and we could get WDVE, which was at the time I think Rolling Stone said the second best rock station in the country, but it was a great rock station, right? So. On Labor Day, I think it was, they used to do a top 500 rock songs of all time. So this is like 88, 89, 90 when I was, graduating high school and such. And I remember one year, finally you're listening all weekend, right? And finally it gets down to number one. So they do number two and, whatever it was. I think it might have been Free Bird at the time. And then they go number one once again. That's all they had to say. And they go right into Stairway. So I think that's the consensus.
All right, it's not even my favorite Zeppelin song, so I have a hard time with that. But makes you feel good.
But you know what's funny, though, is I hear you. Like, I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan, for example, right? So, like, the song, like a Rolling Stone, I think a lot of people would say great Dylan song, maybe their favorite. But if you're a hardcore fan and you hear everything a bunch, you start to like the stuff that's a little less well-known. So I can totally see if you're a big Zeppelin fan, you might not love Stairway as much as you used to. But just imagine hearing that song with fresh ears. And I think that's one of the reasons it's obviously been so huge for so long.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that on a list like that. I think that's a little high for Freebird, though. I mean,
of course.
Well,
it is.
Come on, man.
Well, that was a while ago. 88, 89 has been a while.
But yeah, but what's come out since 88 or 89 that would change anything?
Well, I guess you would say Nirvana, right? I mean, Nirvana's
yeah, Metallica's done a bunch of stuff since then.
And we sound like old fogies, too, right? So
yeah, we are old.
The fact that I listen to a little Nirvana, it's like if someone says, do you like any, more contemporary music? I'll be like, well, Jane's Addiction, Nirvana, PJ Harvey. Like, these are all people from, like, the mid-90s. That's the more contemporary.
Let me tell you, for me, this is when I knew I was getting old. When I started hearing Pearl Jam on the classic rock stations, I said, well, that's it. I'm an old-ass man now. There's no turning back. I'm old.
You know what's funny, though, is a show I always recommend, and it's gotten bigger now, Freaks and Geeks is the name of it. It was 1 year only, and it's the guy that did, like, Trainwreck and, Judd Apatow. It was one of the first things he ever did. And it's set in 1980 Wisconsin is what the show is set in. Now, I grew up in the mid to late 80s in Ohio, and the hilarious thing is, like in 85, 86, 87, all we listened to were the Stones, Zeppelin, Beatles. Now, that's like 15 years ago, at the time. And Freaks and Geeks really depicts that. Like, no one was listening to the Smiths or Husker Du or a lot of the bands now. In hindsight, you would look back and say those are the 80s bands or Motley Crue. It was all stuff from 20 years ago, even in the mid-80s.
Not Fred. Fred was hard into the 80s stuff. Fred loves the 80s music.
Oh, that surprises me.
A lot of it, yeah.
Like, what's your favorite 80s band?
There were more 70s, but Van Halen.
Okay, yeah.
By far. Not Van Hagar, Van Halen.
Now,
What
a lot of people don't realize is Guns N' Roses. You kind of look back now and, you know, a little cheesy and all the things with Axl. I know you guys are a fan. You saw
Fred
him in Vegas.
I love GNR.
But when they came around in, if I remember, 88, 89, it was like the first band, the hardcore guys that like Zeppelin, could really say, yeah, that's about the same. Not the same, but, you know, that's our kind of music. I mean, you know, otherwise, all those 80 rock bands, really, a lot of the people that were more old school rock and roll didn't like, but GNR, a lot of people did when they came along.
You know, what I always said about them is if you really dive into their chord progressions, they're the closest thing to the Beatles since anybody.
Guns N' Roses.
Go back and look at the music. Yes.
Ah. So, well, you know, anyway, I think this. Maybe.
Fred's also big on REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
Good, because Fred was about to get into REO Speedwagon.
No, I was not going to get into REO Speedwagon. Come on, man.
Chicago.
We're just riding the storm out here. Anyway, let's talk about betting some preseason football since we've burned half the segment here. give our guys some tips for how to bet the preseason.
Well, the thing I think a lot of people would be surprised by is, and, you know, we have an ESPN show here in Las Vegas every weekday, and we put the podcast up and everything, and I host on Mondays, and one of the best, you know, most successful bettors out there, a guy named David Malinsky, he works with us. He had about almost 10 years with Billy Walters. He worked with him. He said if he could have a piece of any set of bets the entire year, it would be he'd want a piece on the early moves in preseason. The guys that are betting the limits first when there's information on quarterbacks or coaching, you know, the way the coach is approaching the game, motivation, that those first bets are probably the most positive EV, expected value, most profitable of any bets the whole year. So on one hand, you can say preseason, huge opportunity. On the other hand, what isn't as much of an opportunity as it used to be is it wasn't even 10 years ago. You could be watching the internet pretty close, maybe streaming, coaching, you know, after practice interviews or when they have the press conferences, be the first one to hear about or one of the first, the decision on quarterback rotation and get down on it and have a really nice piece, right? Like you're -3. And it gets up to 5.5 pretty quick, but you got down at 3, right? Huge opportunities to be first with the information. Nowadays, unless you have an organization set up to get the information and bet it immediately, and that's what the syndicates do, it's really hard to be first with the info. So now the question is two things if you really want to profit in the preseason. One is, can you interpret the information better? So, for example, a coach might sound like he's kind of motivated in a certain preseason game, is that actually true or not? So that's one way to be better than the market. And then there's another way, and this is fascinating. Because everyone who bets, and let's call them square sharps. These are guys that think they're sharp. They know more than most bettors do, but they're not quite sharp enough to win over the long term. There's a lot of these guys. They're on every posting forum on the internet to talk sports betting, you get these guys that really act like they know stuff. And they know a lot. They just don't know that last 10% to get them over the top. Those guys are smart enough to know, hey, line moves in the preseason often are driven by good information. Thus, if the line goes from 3 to 4.5, yeah, maybe I wish I bet it at 3 or 3.5 or 4, but I'm still going to bet it at 4.5. And what ends up happening is these line moves keep running further than they should. And some of the guys in Vegas are making more bets right before kickoff, fading the line moves because they ran too far than even being first with the information at the very start. So that is one tip I would give. Go to an odds site, you know, pregame has free odds, for example, and see, oh, wow, this line's moved 4 points. What's the information? Oh, it's this quarterback or that. Huh. I don't think that's worth 4 points. I'm going to play the other way. That's actually a way you can get value that wasn't the case 10 years ago, but now is for the preseason.
One of the things that I always tell people to do is bet on crappy teams, like traditionally crappy teams in the preseason, because they'll be usually, if you get a game, you know, like the Ravens versus the Browns, something like that, or the Patriots versus the Browns, you're typically not seeing the best Patriots, and the average bettor still bets the Patriots like they're going to play like it's a regular season game. So I think there's some value in fading the better teams and sort of pumping into the traditional crappy teams.
Exactly right. That's great advice. Remember now, that effect might be a half a point, though. It's not going to go overboard. So, for example, this week in the preseason with all 16 games, there was only one road favorite. That was Carolina -1 at Baltimore, and no home favorite greater than -5. So talk about parity. You know, home field is 3 in the NFL. So it's like a couple of teams went over 3, like up to 5, and there was the one road favorite. And otherwise, and you know, right now Carolina's up to 2 looking at – oh, no, that's – I'm sorry. I was looking at week 1. But otherwise, it's a situation – where it's kind of like, hey, these teams are even, home field's 3, go. But I do think the idea of, hey, New England's good, hey, Pittsburgh's good, hey, Cleveland's bad, you know, et cetera, I think the average batter who's batting preseason allows that to influence him a little too much. So, yes, the starting point, I think, of any preseason handicap, if you made it, I'm going to fade the unpopular teams against the popular teams. I think that's a good starting point, but it's not enough to play it blind. That's important. And by the way, real quick, preseason every week is different than the regular season, but I'm going to go from most like the regular season to least like. Week 3, most like. Week 2, second most like. Week 1, third, and lastly, week 4 is the least like the regular season. So remember where you are, because I'm not as quick to fade the Patriots in week 3 if they're going to play Brady, you know, let's say 2.5 quarters than in week 1 where he might play a few snaps. Or again, Brady is one example, but remember, week 3 is almost like a regular season game. Not quite, but it's getting pretty close. Week 4, when everyone's resting, creating a bye, is just about oftentimes those players that's on the either going to get cut or not cut.
All right, I know we're over here, but I just wanted to ask, I want to follow up on one thing. So it's still 3 points for home field in preseason, even though half the time the places are half full and people aren't really that into the game?
Yeah, it's a great question, because what is the anatomy, and I just did a podcast previewing the entire season with Steve Fezzik, NFL expert, only got to win the Super Contest twice. And he's thinking about it. We'll talk about this as the season starts, moving his home field for the regular season down to 2.5. And that's a long conversation, but he really thinks it's less valuable now than it was, you know, even 5 years ago. And in the preseason, I would agree it's probably a little less than 3, but remember, quickly, the elements of home field is crowd is one, travel or lack thereof is another, and third is being familiar with the field, the facilities, the wind, and all of that. So, yes, you can say, let's say those are all equal, right? And I'm not sure that's exactly the case, but let's say those three factors are. Well, if the one factor is a half of what it usually is, the crowd, let's call it, and then the other two are the same, now all of a sudden you've got 5/6 of home field. So I'm not sure. That's obviously a broad guess, but I do think it's a slight downgrade, but probably not as much as you might think.
All right, that's RJ Bell, pregame.com. Check out the website. Check out his radio show, podcasts, everything. And for the record, Kashmir is my favorite Led Zeppelin song, so even though I would agree with you on
what is and what you'll never be for me.
Ooh.
Good choice. Those are good choices. All right. Well, we're late for a break. RJ, appreciate the time as always. Always good talking to you, and I look forward to doing this again next week.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, guys, got to tell you, school is almost here. And the cool thing about that is Houston Can Academy is about to crank back up. Houston Can Academy is a terrific school. Takes in kids that have dropped out of other places, gives them a second chance. Really good kids. Some of them had to get jobs. There's all kinds of reasons why these kids wound up in other schools. And Houston Can Academy takes them in, works around whatever those problems were, gives them another opportunity, and so many of them go on to do great things, and you can be a part of it. It's real simple. All you have to do is donate a vehicle you're not using anymore. You're going to get a tax donation. You're going to be very happy about that in a few months when you fill out your taxes, a tax deduction. You are going to feel better because you're getting rid of something you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, whether it's a car, a truck, a forklift, a boat, whatever. They'll come and tow it free of charge. They take care of all the paperwork. You get that tax donation, and if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get Astros tickets. And they will come anywhere. Okay, if you're over in Navasota, if you're in San Marcos and you're listening, they'll come tow it from there. All you have to do is give them a call. This is your chance. Do a good thing. Get rid of something you're not using anymore. Get a tax deduction and go see the Astros. 713-225-4226 is your number. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Segment with RJ Bell was brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
Visit AcceptanceAppliance.com for all your home appliance needs.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Wingstop on Beechnut and Hillcroft for Rock the Mic 2016. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Round three of Rock the Mic going on right now. Four open casting calls. We're down to two. We're at four different locations. We're down to two. Two contestants from each open call will be invited to the final. So two of you will make it. Two people who've come out here today. You got until 7 o'clock, so you got an hour and 7 minutes to get to the Wingstop on Beechnut and Hillcroft and see if you have what it takes. Visit ESPN975.com for all the contest locations and details. Lamont says over the last 5 years that third preseason game has become less like a regular season game. I would agree with that. I still think it's closer than the other weeks. So I kind of agree with the rankings the way
it's still the closest did. Thing. Yeah.
I got to be honest, though. I am not betting a preseason game unless I see something that just jumps off the page at me. Like what you talked about, a bad team whose quarterback is going to play a bunch against a team that is trotting out third and fourth and fifth string guys. Like what the Packers were going to do against the Colts, basically. They were going to play quarterbacks that are never going to see any time in the NFL. That I would look for. But for the most part,
I'm just not interested.
Real football.
I'll wait. I'm patient enough to wait for college football.
Yeah, real football is not too far away, and I got CFL to play, so I'm not that interested in it. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I'm always amazed at how people can prank call things and nobody gets it when it's happening. I get people prank calling radio shows. That's one thing. But how about a corporate meeting on a second quarter earnings call where they're doing a conference call?
Okay.
Ruby Tuesdays, the restaurant, was doing a second quarter earnings call.
Okay.
And an unidentified caller got in. He said his name was Buddy Fox. Which, if you're familiar with the movie Wall Street, Charlie Sheen's character was Bud Fox. And he apparently was part of the Roth Holding Corporation, which, if you've watched Wall Street, also part of the movie.
Right.
And at some point during the prank call, he asked if the chain's business had been affected by the death of Harambe the gorilla.
I feel like almost everybody's been affected by Harambe's death in some way.
I'm sadder for it.
I saw a thing yesterday that it said, tell me things haven't gone downhill for Obama. And it said Obama's first term, number of gorillas at the Cincinnati Zoo, 12. Obama's second term, 11. It's like, oh
man, that's hilarious. And I don't know who it was that said he's playing a season for Harambe and but I don't know how you can get on a corporate conference call like that, get in on the call, not have anybody realize who Bud Fox is, and then ask a question, and then somebody figures it out finally after that. But the old Geneva Rothholding Corporation. So anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Packers have it figured out, Fred.
Yeah.
Packers sitting Aaron Rodgers tonight. In spite of the fact that their number one backup, Brett Hundley, will also not play because he's got a sore ankle.
Yeah.
So they're going with Joe Callahan as the expected starter.
No relation to Bo Callahan, huh?
No.
Okay.
They've got two undrafted free agents that will be playing in tonight's preseason game against the Browns. Joe Callahan and Marquise Williams. Joe Callahan played his college ball at Division III Wesley College. So he's used to facing competition like the Browns.
Yeah,
so
right
it's
up his alley.
It's a good situation for him.
What's the line on that?
I haven't looked, but I'd be curious what it is at this point.
Except you also have to eat Bob Griffin Jr. if you go that
way. Yeah.
So anyway, all right.
They say that playing Aaron Rodgers, not worth the risk in a preseason game.
Of course it's not.
It should never be.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right
back. Osweiler jersey signing.
Oh, boy.
You guys better hope that dude doesn't suck. It's one of the nice ones where everything's sewn on. You're gonna have some buyer's remorse if that dude's garbage.
That guy's probably got a car shop.
Oh, boy.
Rosenfels.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keenum,
definitely, yeah. All right.
Hoyer, you think? Yeah.
Definitely. All right, quick break. It is a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.